Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'll be your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Brian Sullivan, co-host of CNBC's Power Lunch, every Monday through Friday from 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. What do you see, or do you have any comments when it comes to the reverse ripple that oil and gas provides the job market or the American economy?
Well, okay, so I've been very vocal in saying about a year and a half ago, I came out and tweeted in San Diego that I thought the oil's drop of this magnitude was bad for the economy, and people basically were saying I was an idiot because, you know, that's low gas prices, and low gas prices are good. Yes, low gas prices are good, but when you look at all the jobs that have been created in this industry over the last 5 or 6 years, keep in mind, this was the only industry adding jobs during the financial crisis. If you had a high school diploma and wanted a job and you were willing to bust your butt and freeze it off as well, you got in a car and went to Williston from wherever you were, you could make a good living if you worked hard for it. And during the financial crisis, this was the industry that was growing. We're talking tens or hundreds of thousands of good jobs. And that's why I've said that I don't think that it's a positive for America. Just because we have cheap gas, people aren't going to buy a home because gas is cheap, right? They may change the car they're driving and drive more miles and maybe order an extra dessert at work. I'm not saying it doesn't matter. It does. But the hundreds of thousands of jobs that are going to be either lost or have their pay slashed does have a negative effect as well. If you look at the national data, Texas and North Dakota had an outsized impact on the data in America. And you say, oh, things, and that's important psychologically, right? And if you look, so the reverse ripple to your effect is this. If you look at the data now, okay, like we had retail sales data, but if you dug into it, you saw that gas stations were the only one that really that was down big. And that's because it's based on dollars, and if gas is cheap, they bring in fewer dollars on an absolute basis. So it's now when you look at the monthly jobs numbers, what's the only industry that's losing jobs? Mining, which, by the way, is that U.S. government puts oil and gas under mining. So it's not going to bring America down. That's not what I'm saying. But it does make the data look weaker, and the data does reinforce psychology. So if we've got this thing sort of, it's like if you had A, B, and then a D on your, you know, your grade point average is going to come down, even though you're really an A and B student, you might have a C average all of a sudden. And that's kind of what oil and gas is doing right now, dragging things down, making things not look as good. And it matters a lot.
You mentioned about some of the efficiencies in technology earlier, bringing some of the costs down and that sort of thing. I wanted to ask you, are you seeing any new companies emerging?
Wow, that's a good question. I can't think of one off the top of my head. I'm sure there's a lot of seismic type testing companies that matter a lot, you know, that are coming out of the, you know, to your point, the technology has gotten so doggone good. It's like fishing. You know you're going to catch a fish, though. Every time you put the hook in, it's just how big the fish is going to be and how hard it's going to be to reel it in, but there's no empty hooks. There's no dry holes anymore. I'm sure there's some seismic companies and doing all kinds of computer-aided testing. I haven't seen them. I've got about 150 stock on this, basically the stock screener I've built. I track in real time using a program called FactSet. And there's some names that, you know, you look at and you're like, what do they do? I probably should dig in a little more, but it's pretty ugly, by the way. Over the last year, almost all of those 150 company stocks are down pretty big. I mean, you look at Houston. I went down to Houston. I ran a stock screener. There's like 214 publicly traded companies in the Houston area, and 168 of them were oil and gas related.
Hmm.
You know, like Houston is a huge city and it's diversified, but oil and gas is still the blood that pumps through its veins, right? And I think we're going to see this, not just a Williston story. I think it will. If oil stays low for a year or two, you're going to start to see it. That those ripples you talked about, housing, trucking, rail, pipes, all the pipe manufacturers. According to the American Petroleum Institute, there's 300,000 companies that are directly or indirectly involved or benefiting from the oil and gas industry. In all 50 states.
To listen to the full-length interview with Brian Sullivan, co-host of Power Lunch, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
United Frac, a reputation for the best quality new and used frac tanks. United Frac prides themselves in selling only the highest quality oil field equipment. United Frac has the largest frac tank inventory in North America. This includes new and pre-owned tanks. Contact a salesman today. Discover why United Frac sells more tanks in a week than competitors do in a year. Call toll-free 866-513-0565 or go to UnitedFrac.com. That's United Frac.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'll be your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Glenn Mitzel from JDP Automation.
Are we already in big data territory, or is bigger data coming? I mean, I say the word big data around someone who knows what they're talking about, and their eyes light up because it's finally a conversation they could have. First, how do you define the word big data to the average person? And then my second question is it already here in North Dakota?
Yes and yes. Big data and bigger data is coming. Big data to me is knowing what's going on out there all the time. Having that data come back to some sort of repository where you can start to dig into the data and understand it. In the past, it's been the automation runs, the automation detects a fault, the automation shuts down the gear. You find out about it when somebody shows up to check the gear. Big data is having that information when the fault occurs sent back to a home office, logged, archived, history, why did it happen? Was it because of a maintenance issue? We didn't keep the machine up? Did it run into an abnormal circumstance? Was it a weather event? Bigger data is the events occurred. We know why it occurred. We can tell the repair person what to bring with them to take to the field, and they get the alert as fast as the alert hits the database that something's gone wrong. We are well on our way to that type of mode, and I think that's what customers and everyone is going to need to maintain and go forward.
To listen to the full-length interview with Glenn Mitzel with JDP Automation, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Now she's dressing two kids, looking for a magic kid. She gets the far away look in her eye.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
Hey folks, I'm multimedia journalist Jason Spies, and the host of Building the Bakken Radio and Coffee and Capitalism. Traveling across the Rocky Mountain region and the upper Midwest has introduced me to many new people, landed me in exciting places, and created lifelong connections. And there's one place I want to tell you about today, and that's the Lodge at Deadwood. It is without a doubt my favorite place to stay in the Black Hills. In fact, not only is it my favorite, it's pretty much everybody else's. They're a three-time recipient of the best hotel, best casino, and best overall restaurant in the Black Hills. So if you're planning a conference, maybe a weekend getaway, a wedding, whatever it might be, might be, I truly invite you to check out the Lodge at Deadwood and find out why they're consistently voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best restaurant. Now listen, if I didn't believe that the Lodge at Deadwood was the best place to stay in the Black Hills, I wouldn't be doing this testimonial across our media network, which spans 5 states and 30 plus radio stations. And I feel very confident when I say the Lodge at Deadwood will exceed all your expectations. Check them out online today at deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com.